Another story that I want to talk about this week is about our ancestors. As the success of family history TV programmes show, we seem to be endlessly fascinated with those that have come before us. But tracing your great-great-great-great-great-aunt Mildred is nothing compared to what scientists have done in a pair of papers published this week in the journals Science and Nature, looking at our Neanderthal ancestors and the genetic traces they've left in our genomes today. Now, modern humans, that's Homo sapiens, and Neanderthals split apart in Africa about 500,000 years ago. But while humans stayed in Africa, Neanderthals boldly went off to explore Europe and Asia. And when we finally left Africa less than 100,000 years ago, there's good evidence that these early adventurers interbred with the Neanderthals that were already living between Western Europe and Siberia. And comparing DNA from Neanderthal bones with the DNA of our own modern humans tells us that around 2% of the genomes of people descended from non-African populations is probably Neanderthal. And these genes are scattered across the genomes. Different people have different ones. And researchers have studied a few of these and found that we do have a little bit of Neanderthal in us, certainly. But in this new paper, two separate teams of researchers in the US have looked at much larger parts of our modern human genome that probably came from our Neanderthal cousins, and they died out about 30,000 years ago. And they were using computer analysis to pinpoint sequences in our modern DNA that looked like they should be much, much older, compared them with the Neanderthal genome to pick out the regions they came from. And it turns out that probably around a fifth of the Neanderthal genome has spread across the genomes of more than 600 living Europeans and East Asians that the scientists looked at, while the other team of scientists put together about 40% of the Neanderthal genome from DNA found in about 1,000 living people. This data shows that this interbreeding could have helped give our human ancestors very useful genes for helping us cope with the cold of Northern Europe. But looking at some of the signatures of the genes in our DNA, it looks like maybe these Neanderthal human hybrids probably actually had some fertility problems and other health problems too. One intriguing one, it looks like our Neanderthal ancestors gave us smoking addiction. And turns out some of our diseases, things like maybe risks of type 2 diabetes, depression and other immune-related diseases, may actually be related to some of these genes that we got from our Neanderthal cousins.
So it's a sort of balance that the benefits of interbreeding with them and getting that ability to survive in harsher conditions outweighed some of the negative effects of getting these genes that have left us, unfortunately, more prone to certain diseases.
Exactly. They had about 400,000 years of evolution in Northern Europe to get good at living there. And so I think, you know, we've taken some of the best genes there. One of the most interesting ones is a gene called FOXP2, which is involved in speech and language, which is found in human DNA, but actually didn't seem to exist at all in the Neanderthals. So that tells you about something maybe about when we evolved the capacity for speech and language.
Thank you, Kat.